mine to give. I keep the stars and the sun for I live. To thrill you with midnight, I give you diamonds bright. There'll be days that will excite, make you dream of me.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. President Biden is back on the campaign trail in Raleigh, North Carolina.
I'm here in North Carolina for one reason, because I intend to win this state in November.
He also said he does not debate as well as he used to as he tries to move past last night's halting debate performance. CBS's Weijia Jiang reports.
The campaign is turning this right back to Donald Trump. In fact, their entire statement in response to the Supreme Court ruling regarding January 6th is about Trump. Reading that violent insurrectionists and those who encourage them must be held accountable, but Donald Trump thinks otherwise.
Trump is in Chesapeake, Virginia for a rally. Correspondent Caitlin Huey Burns is there.
Former President Trump is going to be appearing on this stage with current governor, Republican Glenn Youngkin. And that's significant because when Glenn Youngkin ran a couple years ago, he distanced himself from Trump and tried to kind of thread the needle in Republican Party politics. Now he has embraced the former president, endorsed him, and is appearing at a rally with him today.
The Supreme Court has issued a ruling that will make it more difficult to charge Capitol riot defendants with obstruction. Scott McFarlane has details on who it could affect.
By our CBS News count, about 350 of the 1,400-plus January 6th defendants faced that charge, among others, obstruction of an official proceeding. As of today, roughly two-thirds of them still have that charge either on their record or pending. That's about 250 people, and that's going to include people who beat police officers. It will include those names you might remember, the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, those far-right groups.
A multi-million dollar pier the U.S. military constructed in Gaza may soon be no more.
It's been removed before because of bad weather, but this time it may not be put back into place on a beach in Gaza. That's because so much aid for Palestinians remains in the storage facilities there, and that's due to security. Humanitarian groups say their trucks have been looted and their drivers threatened, and many have refused to work.
CBS's Cammy McCormick reporting. FEMA joined with Minnesota Governor Tim Walz to give updates about flooding in the state.
We're still in a dangerous situation. Floodwaters are still rising in certain areas. It's still very unpredictable.
He says the flooding will likely end up in the top 10 of worst such events in the state. St. Paul has now declared a state of emergency, with several roads still expected to be in a major flood stage into next week, with more rain expected. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
This is news from WAUK and WRJN. A man from Menominee Falls faces criminal charges in Wednesday's crash in Pewaukee that killed two people. Jade Bone faces seven charges, including two counts of first-degree reckless homicide. Bone told deputies he blacked out, then woke up in his truck later. Bone provided deputies with a voided driver's license. Bone says that he lost his license because he has epilepsy. He could spend the rest of his life in prison if convicted. The Milwaukee Health Department is teaming up with Walgreens to offer free HIV testing. They're also giving out condoms and information about prevention services. The Milwaukee Health Department has recorded 361 HIV-positive cases since 2021. Officials say HIV numbers dipped last year but have been steady for most of the last 5 years. They also say HIV is highly treatable. And that's what you need to know. This is Civic Media News.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Bucks add a big man to the roster. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks had plenty of offers to give up their spot in the second round of the NBA draft, but GM John Horst went ahead and picked 19-year-old Tyler Smith of Houston, a 6'11" forward who spent the past year competing in the G League.
I mean, during the first five games, we played overseas teams, so I mean, that was kind of hard. They're super aggressive, so I feel like that helped me by the time we played our first G League game. I had 22 points in my first G League game, so I mean, I feel like that prepared me.
Football, a federal jury has found the NFL overcharged TV customers for the Sunday ticket package and has ordered the league to pay a settlement of nearly $4 billion. The league will appeal. Baseball, Brewers and the Cubs tonight in Milwaukee. Pat Murphy asked about fans' reaction to roster changes.
The backup shortstop, backup third base.
Right? I think our fans don't run down our fans. You know, I don't think that's fair.
I'm just telling you what I see on Twitter all the time.
All right. Well, I don't look at Twizzler. Anyway,
Twizzler. That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
WRJN. Cloudy and cool today with high temperatures just scraping the mid-70s. Scattered light rain on and off, becoming moderate at times. Storms are expected to spark up this evening, bringing some heavy downpours and high winds. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Vollman. Welcome to Homeward Bound for this Friday afternoon. Here's Simon and Garfunkel, Mrs. Robinson on WRJN.
help yourself. Look around you, all you see are sympathetic eyes. Stroll around the grounds until you feel at home. And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hiding in a hiding place where no one ever goes. Put it in your pantry with your cupcakes. It's a little secret, just the Robinson's affair. Most of all, you have to hide it from the kids. Coo-coo-ca-choo, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray.
To Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised through the hamburger stand down. She forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blasting goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Rex away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Rex away.
Well, the girls can't stand her cause she walks, looks surprised like an ace now.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot face.
You walk like an ace now.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
Drive like an ace, now you drive like an ace.
She'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Thank you.
are shining through the window. Let me know everything's all right. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. See the paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Last week, it was a rainout for the Breakfast on the Farm event, and so it's been rescheduled for tomorrow. I'm taking a look at the forecast, and hopefully we're going to be okay. It looks like maybe some showers and thunderstorms overnight. Should end by 7 o'clock, so hopefully they're going to get this in this time. The event has been moved to the Racine County Fairgrounds in Union Grove. It's tomorrow, 7 till 11 a.m. It's $10 for anyone 6 and older. Children 5 and younger are free. So what are you going to get? You're going to get eggs, sausage, muffins, baker's string cheese, orange juice, ice cream with strawberries. There's going to be a petting zoo and other kids' activities. And again, only $10. The event was rescheduled due to Mother Nature last week. It's Breakfast on the Farm, Racine County Fairgrounds, tomorrow.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media, now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on WAUK 101.1 FM and 540 AM. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Department of Children and Families.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time.
Be here for an epic celebration of Latin American culture at Brewers Cerveceros Day on July 14th, presented by Sherwin-Williams. With each special ticket, you'll get a one-of-a-kind Brewers beach towel. Find your seats now at brewers.com/community nights. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Racine's incredible 4th Fest is coming up fast, and WRJN invites you to help kick off the celebration this Saturday at Ives Groves for a fun day of golf supporting the parade. For $120 per golfer, you'll play 18 holes and then enjoy a delicious lunch and dinner at Route 20. Racine's 4th Fest Parade is the crown jewel of Midwest parades, and anything you can do to support it is welcome. To get signed up for golf this Saturday, call Lou at 262-620-4274.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits.
I took my troubles down to Madame Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a pad down a pretty fourth and five. Selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign.
And timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend. Milwaukee Brewers baseball tonight, 7:10 first pitch, pregame about 6:35. The last place Cubs come in to take on your first place Brewers. More on that a little bit later here on WRJN.
imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. They toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where our goal is to inform and to entertain. So if you miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search for WRJN News online and you'll find the latest stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Families of Wisconsin State Prison inmates could get a chance to air their complaints and concerns at a public hearing of the State Assembly Corrections Committee. Representative Michael Schraw chairs the panel. He says lawmakers need to learn more about the deaths of inmates at the Waupun prison and the fatal attack on a Lincoln Hills youth prison counselor. Wildlife groups are back in court to challenge the process for Wisconsin's wolf management plan. Melissa Smith is with Friends of the Wisconsin Wolf and Wildlife. She says the process gives hunting groups a lot of say and other Wisconsinites not so much.
It's quite egregious that the citizens of Wisconsin do not have any legal standing to challenge the rules in any decisions that's wildlife related.
A judge dismissed another conservationist lawsuit earlier this year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WAUK and WRJN. Milwaukee Common Council members plan to introduce a ban on ski masks next week. It's just one step toward turning around a violent summer. One person was killed and a dozen others were injured in at least seven shootings on Wednesday alone. Alders introducing the resolution admit is a small step, but it's a tool they say could help law enforcement keep people safe. All the rain we've had this summer is bringing out the mosquitoes. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Brianna Nearland is the highest certified woman entomologist in Wisconsin.
They're definitely worse this year. I mean, we've got so much heavy rainfall. We're a prime habitat for them anyway. So we have the woodlands, the lakes, the streams. It's definitely going to be a good year for them.
Nearland says the best thing you can do is eliminate any source of standing water. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's what you need to know. This is Civic Media News.
Cloudy and cool today with high temperatures just scraping the mid-70s. Scattered light rain on and off, becoming moderate at times. Storms are expected to spark up this evening, bringing some heavy downpours and high winds. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Let's see. Today is International Caps Locks Day. I feel like I should be shouting that. It's International Caps Locks Day.
I saw you sitting in the rain. Raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. She had
News and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman, and now a song I bet you didn't know this is a cover. It was originally recorded by Earl Jean, who was the lead singer of an R&B vocal group called The Cookies, but it became famous by Herman's Hermits. It's I'm Into Something Good on WRJN.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. She's the kind of girl who's not too shy.
Ain't no woman like the one I got.
Mike, and we listened. Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Now, I know the forecast doesn't mean much, you know, 7 days out, but I was looking ahead to the Independence Day forecast, and it says just a 30% chance of showers and a high of 82, otherwise partly sunny. So hopefully, you know, hopefully that'll bode well for this week's 4th of July festivities in downtown Racine. The pre-parade steps off at 8:30, the main elements at 9 o'clock, and then, of course, the fireworks on the lakefront at night. You can stake out your spot on North Beach or somewhere along the lakeshore. And the fireworks display is sponsored by City of Racine and Festival Foods.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
Revolutionize your office space with B&L Office Furniture, your trusted source for top-notch workspace solutions. Welcome back your productivity with a wide selection of sleek and functional furniture, ergonomic chairs, stationary and height-adjustable desks, workstations, everything to create your ideal work. Whether it's new or refurbished, their dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff will ensure you find the perfect pieces to suit your style and budget. Your dream office awaits at B&L Office Furniture on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition, wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces? 64 ounces or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts are thumping and you, a brown-eyed girl. Slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you.
you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there a lot. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. You, my brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la.
For 97 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up at the top of the hour, CBS News, and a local update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowin', but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One touching one. To be
WRJN.
My child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. The other day, he said, thanks for the ball, Dad, come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay, and he walked away, but his smile never dimmed and said, I'm gonna be like him, yeah, you know I'm gonna be like him.